So these are starting to cook. Two loaves of country bread cut up into 1-inch cubes.
Some people's voices have cemented themselves in our cultural collective memory.
You think that your client, one of the wealthiest, most powerful men in the world, is secretly a vigilante?
If I'm out in public, if my wife and I are out about and just doing regular stuff at Costco or, you know, the hardware store or whatever, if I've got a ball cap on and I'm unshaven, people may not recognize my face, but once I open my mouth, I've been made. good or bad, I don't know which. I'm Chris Hansen, and I'm a television journalist who also has a podcast and am on the verge of launching a new streaming crime network called True Blue, where you'll see the new Predator investigations and many other investigative crime documentaries.
You have such a unique voice. Was that something that, through the years of going through journalism, that you sort of developed? How did that come about?
It is interesting and a very good question, because on many occasions in my career, news directors hired voice coaches to change my voice, to make it more mainstream. And I didn't try to make it different. It just naturally evolved into what it is today.
If you hear Chris's voice in person, you're either having a celebrity encounter or experiencing freedom for the last time in a long time.
Moving pretty quick there. Why don't you have a seat right over there?
Okay.
At the stool.
On Chris's investigations, the predators are real. So is the danger. And one night in Florida, that danger came with a car full of guns. I'm Doug Fraser, and this is Curious State.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're one of the few people who have never seen To Catch a Predator, here's the gist. The show started back in 2004. Adults impersonating minors log into online chat rooms. Predators come out of the woodwork to chat. These predators, who are always men, offer lewd messages to decoy minors.
He then turns the conversation very personal, asking questions no adult should ever ask a 13-year-old. Do you trim your blank? LOL, yeah. Do you think blank size matters? Nope, X was decent. I'm not that big, but I know how to satisfy a girl.
Before long, they set up a time and place to meet the decoy. Unbeknownst to the predator, they're about to walk into a sting operation. Mostly hidden cameras capture the moments the men arrive.
What did you bring?
The double cheeseburgers with no pickles.
Awesome. I made chocolate chip cookies too, but I actually just got some on my shirt, so I'm just gonna change my shirt real quick.
All right, I got some fries, but the fries might be cold. It takes me a little while to find this place.
They're often left alone in the room for a moment. Then a figure enters. It's not the child they were expecting. It's Chris Hansen.
So how can I help you? Go ahead, have a seat.
That line became so notorious with the show, it would go on to become an internet meme sensation that shows no sign of going away, even 18 years after To Catch a Predator originally aired.
Why don't you have a seat?
Oh,
why don't you have a seat real quick? Why don't you have a seat right over there, please?
Looks like you brought enough stuff to move in.
Yes.
Why don't you have a seat?
In later episodes of the original series, when the show had grown in popularity, some of the Predators recognized Chris. One guy couldn't believe it.
I'm Chris Hansen.
No, you're not.
Is it?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Please let me go home, guys.
Sir, guys, it'd be best if you went out this door.
No, because I'm going to get arrested.
Watching this, I'm waiting for something to happen, because I know at any moment, the Predator could snap.
Even with security detail there, these men are being exposed, and there must be something in the room that feels like, okay, at any moment, and which is part of the excitement of the show, that something violent could happen to you. Do you have any moments where you're like, oh shit, like, it's happening?
Yeah, there have been some tense moments, and I accept and recognize that this kind of reporting is inherently risky, and I get that. That's what I signed up for. We had a case in Kentucky where a guy was leaving after I had confronted him and had a discussion with him, and he, instead of stepping out and following police orders, law enforcement orders, he stepped back into the sting house, and the police on the scene tased him, but not both prongs did not connect. And so you heard the clickety, clickety, clickety of the taser, but he was able to get away and he came back into the house. Now, law enforcement has come back into the house to arrest him and tase him, you know, with the actual taser to his neck. In the moment, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
When you look at the video and the isolated shot of my face, you could tell that I was alarmed. And you know, I was trying to get everybody out of the way. Now, we had security there. We were very well protected. The odds of anything violent happening to us were quite remote. But in the moment, it's like, oh my God, what, you know, what's happening here? How do you respond to that? And it, you know, it all went well. We showed everything on television that happened just the way it happened.
So when you first started to catch a predator, if I read this correctly, there was no arrests on the scene for those first handful of episodes. Is that correct?
No, the first two, we did not collaborate with law enforcement. Some of the cases were prosecuted after the fact, especially in the Herndon, Virginia investigation. Many of those men faced prosecution. One of them that I'm aware of from the very first investigation in Bethpage, Long Island. But, you know, we didn't understand the depth of this problem. Mm. We had anecdotal evidence that this was an issue. There had been some shocking stories. And when I became aware of Perverted Justice, the online watchdog group, which ultimately agreed to help us go into this world, that's when we saw for the first time the evil that existed in these chat rooms and now on so many different social media platforms that exist today. I mean, I when I pitched this, it was a one-off for Dateline. And honestly, as I was driving out to the location, I didn't know whether anybody was going to show up. I didn't know whether I had wasted tens of thousands of dollars of the network's money. I knew that we had crews, we had Perverted Justice, we had a security person, Ron Knight, was there to protect us. But we didn't know if anybody was going to show up. Well, 2.5 days later, 17 guys had surfaced in that investigation. Men looking to have sex with an underage boy or girl.
What was that like for you to see that these people coming out of the woodwork when you had expectations of, is this even going to work?
Well, as you may imagine, you know, the first guy walks in and I'm just trying to keep it all together.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to keep my heart in my chest and not in my throat. You know, I wasn't particularly worried about my safety or the crew's safety, you know. And then basically we are embedding ourselves in a situation where we will see in real time the commission of a felony. But all these years later, guys are still showing up. We've done investigations recently in Michigan, Ohio, Florida, and we're doing them in other states. And consistently in each of these investigations, we see in the chats, this isn't a Chris Hansen deal, is it?
Wow.
And the decoy says, oh, who's Chris Hansen? Oh, he's the guy that does those stories, catches guys. And they show up. And now, you know, when they recognize me, it used to be they would run. Now it's almost like they are relinquished to staying and talking.
Huh.
And we've evolved the way we do these investigations over the years for the sake of being socially responsible and making sure these cases are able to be prosecuted. So we work more closely with law enforcement than we did in the beginning. Usually the way it works is I get a chance to talk to the guy. If he tries to bolt or takes off, he's arrested. Law enforcement steps in, as you may expect. But even if that happens before I finish talking to them, in many cases, they will end up going on for quite some time, either pleading their case or admitting that they have an issue and explaining why they showed up to have sex with a child, to rape a child. And it's stunning to me and continues to be mind-boggling. One, the number of these guys still out there. And two, the fact that they talked to me. And we just finished an investigation just a couple of weeks ago. And again, the guy knew exactly who I was, had seen my podcasts, my shows, and had even watched me on other podcasts like this one. And I don't see it going away anytime soon, sadly. I mean, these guys are from all walks of life. They don't all have the word predator tattooed on their forehead. And we're talking about people who said some very disturbing, criminal, graphic things. People from all walks of life. We had another incident in Florida where a guy had been chatting in a very graphic conversation for a week. He had said in the chat that he was in law enforcement or had been in law enforcement, and we weren't exactly sure. And it sounded at some point like he just wasn't going to show up, that he was just getting off on the chat. And we broke for that evening and went back to the hotel. We were having dinner. It turns out he is gone by the house and he's there. And we don't have time to get back there and turn everything on. So the police arrest him on a traffic stop and they tell him why. Because the crime takes place in a lot of these cases actually in the chat. It's showing up as just a convenient way to arrest them. And sometimes that constitutes a crime showing up, but mostly the crime is committed in the chat. So they arrest him. He's got a loaded 38 caliber handgun in his pocket. In his vehicle, he has an assault rifle, a shotgun, another handgun, and about 800 rounds of ammunition, among other things. Boat anchors, duct tape, handcuffs, all kinds of things. So what happens when he walks in with that gun in his pocket? The danger to me or the crew is, again, remote because of the security we have in place. But you just don't want to have that happen. And in the cases where we believe or think it's a possibility where the predator might be armed, typically law enforcement will take them down before they come into the house as a security precaution. But I think on that one night in Florida, we may have dodged a bullet.
It doesn't always turn out for the better. One instance in Texas, a bullet caused the show to be shut down permanently.
As they made entry, they confronted the suspect. I believe he's in the hallway, and he told them he wasn't going to hurt them, and then shot himself in the head.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you're talking with these predators and you're in the grime of it all, are you more interested in the crime itself or the criminal?
That's a great question. And I think it's both, but more interested in the criminal. The crime, we understand it's bad, it's horrifying, it's the victimization of a child. The criminal, and as to why does a man do this, is the more vexing issue. And these guys are not all the same guy. We want one size fits all solutions in this country. Lock them up forever. Find a drug that makes them not act this way. Find therapy that fixes them, monitoring, registration as a sex offender. Those things all work for some guys in different ratios. And there are some guys who are just stone cold predators and you'll never change them. The challenge in our society is to figure out who is whom and how do you fix them, monitor them, or incarcerate them in a way that makes society safer. And I don't know that we've figured that out yet. I've seen guys go to therapy and first-time offenders who have led exemplary lives after getting busted in one of our investigations. And I've seen guys get dipped in trouble over and over and over again who probably should be locked up. And we've seen guys come in who have a criminal history of predatory behavior. And those guys should be locked up for a very long time. But it's not a glamorous aspect of medicine to study. I mean, if you spend $200,000 going to medical school and your choices are being a plastic surgeon on Park Avenue in New York versus spending your time in federal prisons talking to child rapists, you know, what are you going to choose? Thankfully, there are people who choose the latter and provide very vital information in terms of dealing with this problem.
As much good that's come from the original show, there was a bit of backlash for it. Looking back, is there anything that you would have done differently?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we operated responsibly, certainly within the law. I think anytime you do something different, it disturbs traditional industries, whether it's journalism or anything else. And we did push the envelope. There's no question. And we did ruffle the feathers of some people in mainstream journalism who thought we worked too closely with the police, who thought we were too proactive, who thought we created a crime, none of which is true. And the stories that came out or the incidents that were controversial were never really portrayed accurately. For instance, the assistant district attorney who sadly committed suicide in Texas.
56-year-old Lewis William Conrad Jr., screen name InXS00, chatted graphically about sex with a perverted justice volunteer pretending to be a 13-year-old boy, and he sent pornographic pictures to the decoy. He talked about coming over to the undercover house, but in the end, never did.
What wasn't initially reported was that when police went to go arrest him, he had child pornography on his computer, multiple images. And each image would have sent him to prison for potentially 10 years. He knew that as an assistant district attorney. He tried to get the hard drive out of his laptop as the police were going to arrest him.
The Murphy police obtained an arrest warrant for Conrad and did something we've not seen before. They contacted the local authorities in Conrad's town and knocked on his door. Conrad didn't answer, but police said there were signs he was still inside. So a tactical team was called in. The officers lined up in formation, then broke through the back door.
And years later, we find out that there was evidence on that computer that led to the prosecution of the assistant district attorney's boss, the elected prosecutor of that county, that sent him to federal prison, and that evidence was on that same computer. So, you know, to rush to judgment, as some people did, and say, you know, we did this investigation, we tried to embarrass him for some reason, and he committed suicide because of that, there was a lot more to that story than there usually is. And to be fair, nobody knew all that on the moment that he sadly took his own life. But if you're innocent, you know, you go in, especially if you're somebody who's familiar with the criminal justice system, and you plead your case, you explain yourself. But that's not what happened here.
When all is said and done, how do you hope people remember your career?
I hope that people remember my career as one of impact, effort, uncovering the truth, and I want people to say that he gave it his all. And if I have protected one child from being preyed upon, if I have raised awareness and created a dialogue that didn't exist before, I'll be happy. As far as I'm concerned, I have a long way to go.
To find out more about Chris Hansen, check out his podcast, Predators I've Caught with Chris Hansen, and his new streaming service, True Blue. For more information about the show and where you can find us across the internet, check out our show notes or visit quickanddirtytips.com. Special thanks to the Quick and Dirty Tips team, Adam Cecil, our audience development and podcast manager, Morgan Christensen, podcast and advertising operations specialist, Holly Hutchings, our digital operations specialist, Davina Tomlin, marketing and publicity assistant, and our intern, Cameron Lacey. Curious State is hosted and produced by me, Doug Frazier, for the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, which is a division of Macmillan Publishers, in partnership with Mignon Fogarty, Inc. Until next time, stay curious.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.